Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about food security in South Africa, because South Africa is very, very, very quick to talk about other areas, but back home it ain't that pretty. South Africa's latest food security index did tick up this year. It was a very small improvement, but millions, unfortunately, are still going hungry. How much of this is connected to policy, to economics, and how much is connected to corruption? My guest is Gabriel Krause. He's Executive Director of IRR, a legal fellow at the Institute of Race Relations. He's a writer and an analyst who tracks governance and policy and policy failures. Gabriel, good morning. Thank you for joining us. The Food Security Index has inched up, but obviously not enough. Children's hunger has worsened. In simple language, what is your diagnosis? Why is the gap? Why is there a gap between an index improvement and a lived reality?
How's it, Howard? Thanks. I think that it's important to understand the index is made up of a number of factors, and one of those factors is basically inflation, food price inflation. And they call that the availability factor. And if you look at the, I guess, recovery from the lockdown and COVID-19, South Africa had relatively high food price inflation, around 8% a couple of years ago. And that has come down to about 4%, 3% even. And so that decrease in food price inflation really bumps the index in a positive direction quite dramatically. But that is quite different to the question of, well, you know, how much are people actually able to eat? How much is actually showing up on the table? And, you know, it's like inflation might go down, but if you have no money, that's, or you're stuck on a grant,
that's.
So that's where you see the actual consumption of food, the actual reporting of hunger has ticked up, and it's ticked up from an exceptionally high base. The most extreme figures are related to children. And, you know, the background is a number of studies identify, you know, sort of well over 1.5 million South African children under the age of 5 that already have suffered from stunting in their growth due to malnutrition, and that'll be stunting both physically and mentally. Of course, if you're malnourished at that age, it's very hard to develop in all senses.
Of course. And when we say that corruption takes food off plates, how does that work? What are the mechanics of that? How does theft, maladministration translate to less food, higher prices, less food?
So there's some direct ways and there's some indirect ways. The most direct way is obviously where you have corruption in the very mechanisms that are supposed to deliver. And I think one of the most extreme cases, just to pick out an example, is in the Eastern Cape. You had a kind of nexus of lawyers that were taking money, grant money, that was given to mothers whose children were born with cerebral palsy. And the reason the children were born with cerebral palsy is because the doctors had botched deliveries because of corruption in the hospitals. And then, okay, the mothers get a payout, which they need to be able to feed their children because it's exceptionally difficult. And then the lawyers steal the money. And then the Labor Practice Council covers up the theft. And, okay, it's hundreds of millions of rands over, thousands of mothers. But that is literally, the Eastern Cape is good to focus on because that's where people are dying of starvation. Children are dying of starvation. And that's very directly connected to corruption in that case, which was shown by Carte Blanche. Okay, but then the more broad way is that if you have a decline in service delivery, if you have a decline basically in investor confidence as a response to all of the corruption, you see the corruption, there's corruption everywhere, but you see there's no accountability for the corruption. You see that more and more money gets stolen. People pull their money out, they send it overseas. What that does is it chases away jobs. And when unemployment goes up, that seems to be the strongest correlate with hunger going up, because basically people need resources to be able to feed themselves, and the state can't afford to pay for everyone to get food, so people have to work, and there's less work, there's less food literally on the table. And just one more point there, Howard, is that there is a I'm describing a medium-term cycle.
Yes.
There's obviously also a long-term cycle impact here, where with most South African youth unemployed, with our official unemployment rate being one of the highest in the world, if not the highest, and with children being brought up in these environments where they don't have food, where they're not being nourished, the concern there is that in a generation's time, it'll be all the more difficult to integrate people into the labor force and have a healthy, happy, growing society.
Yeah, the damage is already done. We don't have a lot of time, but the question that I keep wondering is, are South Africans angry enough about the corruption that we're seeing all around, and corruption that very clearly is causing our children to be hungry, or have we just normalized it?
I think there is a degree of complacency around the extreme circumstances that we're in. But I will also say that I'm not sure anger is the most productive way forward. I think the thing that really concerns me is when South Africans fail to connect the dots between the shocking and inhumane outcomes of our policy and the input of the policies. I think that we have to think smarter about what are the laws, what are the regulations, what are the political factors, what are the ideologies that, are kind of reprogramming our country for failure, for low growth, for increased poverty, for increased starvation, for increased unemployment. And I think it's a matter of connecting those dots that will produce the desired outcome of real change, real positive change.
That is unfortunately all we have time for this morning. Gabriel Krauss, writer and analyst at the Institute of Race Relations, talking to us about hunger in South Africa as a result of corruption.